Yeah, it was an adventurous day for sure. The weather was, interesting. It just basically poured rain all day and sleeted a little bit at the very end there. But it was good. I'm definitely didn't have the best day I've ever had and didn't feel that great all day, but really stoked for the rest of the team. We just have a lot of like pretty positive psyched energy for each other, especially with Julia's first podium and Soph in another final, and all three of us boys skied into the heat. So yeah, we're psyched.
Yeah, I mean, I was just kind of looking at, I guess maybe the sprint standings during the heats, I guess during the weather delay. I mean, you're right there. Your results are solid, but how do you feel?
I've felt like incredibly fit all fall. I had some really good sessions leading into the race season. Just kind of some of those workouts that just kind of tell you that you're in really good shape. So I've been reminded of that a lot. It's been an interesting start for sure. I said, I think talking to Rachel last weekend, just like not the greatest start for me to go with the classic sprint and having some skis that iced and doing a face plant in the stadium. That wasn't awesome, but everything else about the season I feel like is going really well. I know that I'm not skiing at the very top of my game right now, but that's I think exactly how we're designing it. I to be kind of peaking in February and March for the Scandinavia Tour and then the races that we have in North America. So I think it's a really good sign that I feel good right now, but not unstoppable. Last weekend I think was a great confidence booster for me. Being able to qualify well and then ski through a few really hard heats. And then today was, oh, it was interesting. I felt really good. I didn't feel like I was able to kind of drop it into sprint gear at all, especially in the qualifier. I felt like I was skiing as hard as I could, and the nature of this course and with it being such a short sprint, you have to basically pin it from the start. So I tried to do that and just kind of felt like I was skiing like a 15K out there for some reason. I wasn't like I didn't overpace it at all. I tried to go for it from the start and just never felt that quick. So I was lucky, lucky to squeak through into the heats, and then anything can happen when you're in the heats. And I kind of knew, I picked the second quarter final because I knew it would be really fast, and I felt like with kind of some outside stimulus that would get me going a little bit, get my body moving a little faster. And fortunately for me, it worked out pretty well. I was able to ski, pretty well in that heat, a lot better than I did in the qualifier. So I was like to move on to the semis again, and then just had a really tough heat. I mean, any heat on the World Cup is always really tough, especially when you're in the semifinals or the final. It's never a walk-in to move on. But yeah, I felt like I fought really hard to get myself into a good position, and then with about 400 meters left, right as we were kind of coming up, over the last little bump into the stadium, just felt like I ran out of a lot of gas. I just felt like I was bogging down, and it was pretty soft in there, and just didn't feel like I could really use my power like the way I wanted to. So ended up kind of drifting back to sixth, and that's how it ended. But yeah, I'm psyched with how I shot today. Mentally and physically, nothing felt great. So just the fact that I was able to kind of stay tough out there through the elements, and yeah, I think it's a good feeling headed into the Tour de Ski next season.